G'day guys, it's Matt here again. We're just here at the Dozers. Got both of them here. Got a couple of days left before we go to the development block with them. I think one of the neighbours' tractors got bogged pretty badly, I think, at the end of last week. And we're heading over that way anyway. So we're going to try and pull it out with one of these and we'll see how we go with that. The eldest brother has hurt his arm and he's just getting a bit old, I think. So I've got to run the second dozer here, see how we go. It's been a few months since I've driven it. So as you can see, this dozer here, this is Tiny 2, got the deluxe version. It's got the wraparound balcony. And Tiny 1, it's just the Povo pack. It's only got the split balcony. Yeah, so all the fluids are good. We'll just do a walk around, see if there's anything obvious. As you can see, there's quite a bit of mud packed in there, which isn't ideal, but this stuff, generally speaking, it all breaks down and crumbles up and then just falls out. So generally after a day or so of it drying out and you get back into it, it'll all rattle out, hopefully. But it does make it hard to see if there's any loose bolts. Righto, I've got the other one warming up. I'll just crank this one up. So this is the road we're coming down on, and as you can see there, this side here is not too bad. If Phil had gone through already, down here you can see his tracks, and so it was only sinking in maybe an inch or two. Just you can see that's his tracks there. So yeah, we thought this was hard. But obviously not, and he made it over to there, and then just without any warning, she just went down on that one side. So yeah, that's stuck, and then I was just backing this one up. They were guiding me back, and got to this point, and it just went under. So you can see that was the other dozer's marks. So it's it didn't sink down far at all.
We don't come across this very often at all. It's usually very predictable where it's wet and where it's not.
Let's see if we can't get the Steiger bog now. We got a cat there, and we decided to bring the dump truck down. It weighs about 35 ton just on its own and six-wheel drive, so it's probably got the most pulling power out of everything here. So we're going to try. We're going to hook the two tractors onto the dump truck and then the dump truck onto the D11 here and see if we can get that one out. Going to go through here again. But we had the as you would have seen, we had the Challenger and the Steiger and the dump truck
pulling that out. So we had 200 ton straps together, plus what we call the anaconda. You can see there the orange strap there. That orange strap is actually a 50 ton lifting strap. So the safety factor on it is 1 to 7. So yeah, that means it's a 350 ton strap essentially. And then yeah, we had the 200 ton straps on hooked together. And yeah, I don't think one of them would have done it. She was, yeah, it was making some noises. So anyway, we just got to try and, yeah, see if we can get the dozer around another way to get to this tractor that's still bogged down there. So, and try not to repeat this. Yeah, she's stuck. Yes, so that's the sort of stuff we've been dealing with. Well, guys, she's not budging. We kept, yeah, trying with a few straps, but we had a log or a stump in the middle there just in case one of them snapped, didn't make it go flying through and hurt someone. So, yeah, we've running out of ideas here. We just can't get the dozer anywhere near. You can see up over there is where the dozer got stuck, or both dozers, so we just can't get close enough to it. So we wondered we might have to come through up from up top somehow and yeah, come through the trees, but yeah, we're not sure how we're gonna go. Here the next day, we're just yeah, we've got three more 100 ton straps coming just to give us the length. Yeah, we just struggled. Those are 50 ton straps there, and they were old, they're older ones, and they were breaking a bit yesterday. So yeah, we're just gonna try and get onto this hard patch here. It's all just gooey over there. We're back where we started. Yeah, back on the dozers, everything's out. So, yeah, things are looking a bit better.